You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. When New Jersey voters go to the polls in just a few weeks to choose a replacement for Governor Chris Christie, the technology they use to vote will be woefully outdated. Joining me now for more on this is Aaron Sankin. He's a reporter for Reveal. That's the news platform for the Center for Investigative Reporting. Aaron, welcome to WNYC.
Pleasure to be here.
What kind of machines does New Jersey use, and are they really so different from other states?
So the majority of counties in New Jersey use a machine called the AVC Advantage. Now, these machines are DRE, direct recording electronic machines, which means that the votes themselves are recorded onto the hard drives of the machines rather than paper ballots. Now, there are only two other states that use the AVC Advantage for their in-person elections, and that is a couple of counties in Pennsylvania and across Louisiana. There are a number of other states, between 10 and 15, that do use other forms of DRE machines, but New Jersey is one of the few that uses this specific one.
There is, of course, now this fear of cyber attack in our election system, you know, something we've heard a lot about recently. And Congress is, of course, investigating reports that the Russian government infiltrated our election system in states across the country during the 2016 presidential election. Is there anyone in New Jersey working to keep results safe from hackers?
Yeah, so there's a lot of talk about, you know, hackers and Russia and people coming in and, you know, attacking these systems from the outside. And I think it's important to take a step back and understand that, one, there hasn't been any evidence of any kind of direct vote tally changes in the 2016 election. And also the kind of precautions that would be taken by kind of upgrading these systems to ones where, you know, you have verifiable paper ballots also protect against kind of more innocent errors. For example, there was an issue in Cumberland County, New Jersey, back in 2011, where there was a series of human errors that led to the wrong people being labeled the victors in a very small local election. Luckily, they got enough signed affidavits from the people who voted, because there only were a few dozen, and they were able to say that, you know, there was an error in setting up the machines, and this is how the election should have turned out. But that could only have been done because the election was so small.
What you say and your reporting suggests that the cutting-edge machines really need to rely in part on paper, that it's important to leave an independently verifiable paper trail.
Yeah, so it's a little counterintuitive that, you know, as things get more technologically advanced, that increasingly the consensus in, you know, this kind of election security community is that what you really need is paper, because, you know, someone writes their vote down on a piece of paper. That's the thing that's hard to hack. When it comes to kind of the overall security of the election, I think, you know, there is a general consensus that paper ballots are superior, and that's one of the reasons why the election community as a whole has been moving in that direction.
What about New Jersey lawmakers? Where are they on the issue?
There have been efforts in New Jersey to, you know, create these kind of paper ballots. There was a law passed in 2005 saying that these machines need paper trails, but that law largely has not been enforced. And I think the issue that a lot of, you know, states and municipalities come down to is one of cost. Elections are administered at the county level, and counties need money in order to upgrade their machines and to run free and fair and accurate elections. And I think at the end of the day, this is kind of a pocketbook issue.
So this explains why New Jersey is behind almost all other states. It's largely financial?
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's a priorities question of whether this is the type of thing that states individually want to pursue, and whether they feel that these sort of risks are worth spending money on, or if there are other things within state government or even within the election systems themselves, whether the priorities are in this particular area of security or if they land somewhere else.
Aaron Sankin is a reporter for Reveal, the news platform for the Center for Investigative Reporting. For more on New Jersey's governor's race, be sure to check out our Voting Block series at WNYC.org/voting block. Aaron, thank you so much.
Thank you.